This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about one of the great concerts for the Christmas season that will be coming up, and this is going to be with the TCA Big Band and Vocaleers. I'd like to welcome into the show Karen Bunch. Karen, welcome back into the program.
Thank you, Dale. It's always nice to see you.
And it's always great to see you, as well as my other friend here, Mark Felder. Thank you so much for coming and being a part of it, Mark.
That's my pleasure, Dale.
Let's talk about, first off, the TCA Big Band Vocaleers presenting it's going to be a holiday feast, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But let's do dates, times, and locations.
Sure. It's at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts on Sunday, December 15th, 3 p.m.
Okay. And it's always such a great concert. And I like the whole idea of the title of the concert, Mark, being a holiday feast. This is going to be something quite unique, isn't it?
We started off saying, what do we want to play for Christmas? And we started lining up potential songs. And I kind of noticed that a lot of Christmas songs have food in common. And we thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if it was just a food concert? And also then our community members that come and see it can bring goods to the theater before the concert. But on stage, we thought it would be fun if we're going to play Frosty the Snowman, then obviously Frosty has a carrot nose in the lyrics. And as the director, I can eat a carrot. And if you don't tell anybody, and we keep this a secret between us, I might sneak a Frosty in because it's Frosty,
Frosty,
the snowman.
Exactly.
And it goes on and on, and it gets better or worse depending on how you look at that.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The thing is, you're not going to be lacking for anything to eat after the concert then, Mark.
No, I am not. And I expect to gain 20 pounds, and everybody will just be okay with that.
But, you know, this is a great concert that you're going to be having. And, of course, a lot of the songs, which, you know, when you think about it, it does kind of relate to food, doesn't it?
We were surprised how many Christmas songs do relate to food.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Can you mention just a few more, Mark?
Yeah, sure. So it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Talks about candy canes.
Mm-hmm.
One non-Christmas song we're doing is Mambo Italiano with one of our vocaleers, Joyce Lancaster, singing that. And so I decided I needed an entire Italian dinner. And I talked to my wife about it. We might have to cut that down a little bit. And it goes on. We're doing Jingle Bell Rock and Frosty and Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, the Christmas song.
Yep.
Let me give some advice to your listeners. If someone offers you chestnuts roasting on an open fire, politely say no.
No, thank you.
I have tried it, sir, and we will not be doing real chestnuts. We'll pretend.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds like a good idea. You know, from where you're going to be on stage, if you just even have one of those Buckeyes, you know, and nobody's going to know the difference.
I hadn't thought of that. Thank you. Do I have to give you credit in the program for that?
Oh, sure. Okay. Go ahead. Yes.
Karen, are you going to make me Buckeyes?
We'll see if we can find some for you there, Mark. I think by the time you get done eating, you're going to have such a mishmash of food, you might not want to have too much else.
I think so, too. And one of the songs we'll play late in our program is called Hot Chocolate. That one's easy.
Yes.
I got that one.
Yeah, okay, all right.
But you get the idea, and hopefully our listeners do too, that it'll be a lot of fun. And if they can bring non-perishables to help the community, we'll take care of the food for me on stage.
There you go. There you go. And speaking of that, Karen, it's the fact that this has kind of been a kind of a traditional thing with the concert is to bring a non-perishable food item to help out those that are in need that will be donated to the Tecumseh Service Club, correct?
That's right. And Tecumseh Service Club really helps people in the Tecumseh, Britton, Macon, Tipton, Clinton area. So sort of the northeast portion of Lenawee County.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really great organization. They help so many families, especially at Christmas time. But even throughout the year, they have a food pantry. So we like to help them out. And we started that actually when the big band started 20 years ago. kind of waned a little bit here lately because of the pandemic and sort of that. When we'd like to get back into it. So, yes, if you can bring your non-perishable food items, we will make sure that the Tecumseh Service Club gets those.
And we're talking about the fact this concert is the TCA Big Band and the Vocal Airs. Everything's done in a big band style then, right?
That's right. It, you know, you look at the Lady Gagas of the world now they're just, it's out there again.
Yeah.
Michael Bublé.
Yes.
And so we really enjoy it.
And the thing is, it's kind of neat to be able to hear some of the Christmas songs done in a big band style, Mark.
It is. And we're reaching back and grabbing some of the Christmas songs that were made popular during the 30s and especially 40s, and some newer ones. There's a lot out there, and some are arrangements of, you know, popular Christmas songs. You know, like there's Marshmallow World.
Oh, yeah.
And again, food, but it also talks about Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're trying to pair those all the way, and the arrangements are wonderful, and the players are, I think, having a lot of fun with this concert.
I bet, too, yeah. When we talk about the Vocal Airs, there are just a lot of people from around the area, right, Mark?
Yes, we have about six. Karen, keep me honest here.
We have six. Joyce Lancaster, who you mentioned. Heather Harris, she is from the Clinton area.
Okay.
Connie Hutchison is from the Tecumseh area. And we've got Dave Ripper and George Reasoner and Heather Van Dale from the Tecumseh area.
Okay.
So it's Lenawee County. Mm-hmm. We've had people, one of our trumpet players is from the Manchester area. So we've had people all over Lenawee County, into Jackson and into Washtenaw County. Mark lives in Monroe, in fact.
Yeah.
So, it's just a nice mix of people from all over, all walks of life. We have a corporate pilot. We have a pharmacist. We have retirees. We have former band directors and band directors. You know, it's a great group.
Yeah, it sure is. Tickets.
Tickets, yes. Tickets are available at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts. You can call 517-423-6617, and they're in the box office Thursday and Friday from noon to 5.
Okay.
You can go online 24 hours a day. Tickets are on sale right now, and you can go to thetca.org. Or if you want to get them in person, you can, go on Thursday and Friday from noon to 5 or an hour before the show.
Okay.
The doors will be open to buy tickets.
Okay, very good. And which the date and time once again, Karen?
Sure. Sunday, December 15th at 3 p.m. at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts. That's at 400 North Maumee Street in Tecumseh, Michigan.
It's great, great auditorium, great location, and plenty of parking, too.
Yep. Not a bad seat in the house.
That's it. That's it. There's not a bad seat. Yes. All right. Well, thanks so much for being on the program and talking to us about the upcoming show. And hopefully we get a lot of people to come on out and enjoy some great music.
Should be fun. Come on out.
Karen Bunch, Mark Felder, thank you so much. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.